Survivors of the Boston Marathon bombing gathered for a solemn wreath-laying ceremony this morning to mark 5 years since bombs planted near the finish line killed three and injured hundreds. One of those attending was Roseanne Sedoya, who lost her right leg in the blast. As NPR's Tovia Smith reports, she was at the ceremony with her husband, whom she met in the chaos of that day.
50-year-old Roseanne Sedoya will be the first to tell you she's always been fiercely independent, and now all the more so.
This is the tricky part.
The stairs.
Yeah. Okay, we're good.
Swinging her prosthetic leg up a step on her way into a speaking gig, DeSoya lugs a big, heavy box.
Let me take a side.
No, it's good. It's good. Guess it makes me feel normal. It's something that I would have done before, so... anything that can kind of make me feel like I'm not handicapped.
Sedoya says it's still hard to accept how her annual outing to watch the race changed her life.
I still wake up in the morning 5 years later and go, oh my God, I don't have a leg. Even though I live it every day, I still have a hard time really thinking to myself what really happened.
It helps, Sedoya says, to keep telling her story, as she's doing this day as an inspirational speaker addressing hundreds of bank employees.
As I turned, I saw two flashes of white light, and then everything went blank.
These tellers and branch managers may face challenges quite unlike learning to walk again, but Sedoya says the lessons of resilience and resolve are universal.
And this is how I chose to stay positive, because I wasn't going to get better in any other way.
It's all about choices, Sedoya says, just as it was for the two bombers who chose to kill and maim that day, and for the countless others who chose to run into harm's way to save lives. As Sedoya recounts in her book, Perfect Strangers, one of the many who helped her was a firefighter who got her into a police truck, held her hand all the way to the hospital, and then came back to check on her daily.
He's now my husband.
Yeah. Ah, stop.
I love when he smiles.
All right.
At home, Mike Materia cringes at being in the spotlight, especially since the guys at the firehouse can be merciless.
He gets embarrassed easily. He's very shy.
It's true.
But everyone saw something in Materia, even from those first days in the hospital when Sedoya's mom kept nudging her about that cute fireman.
I'm like, seriously, you're trying to fix me up? I was just blown up.
5 years after the blast and about 5 months into their marriage, they're still trying to get their heads around how things can so suddenly flip from good to bad and bad to good. Sedoya still has her moments, she says, but she's surprised even herself with how she's coped.
If someone had told me that this is what was going to happen to me, I would have said, I don't want to live like that. But you don't know until you're there. And I'm doing okay.
I just wanted to thank you for sharing your story.
Thank you.
At the bank event, dozens line up to buy Sedoya's book.
Can you make it out to Edward?
Yep.
That's my husband. He was catastrophically injured, so I'm sure your story will help him.
This is why I do it. As long as one person comes up to me and says, what you've said has helped me, it's kind of my drive now.
She wants to pay forward, Sedoya says, what those perfect strangers gave her, especially the one she calls her fireman. Tomorrow, she'll be back at the marathon finish line, this time supporting him. He's running the 26.2 miles to raise money for a charity set up in the name of a fellow firefighter who was killed in the line of duty. Tovia Smith, NPR News, Boston.